Welcome back to another episode of the Plain Hooky Bow Fishing Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Cody. Before we get into this week's conversation, I just wanted to let you know, if you want to book a trip with us for the 2023 season, we do still have some open dates available. Now, I know Minnesota isn't exactly number one on everyone's list of states to bowfish, but there really are some amazing fisheries here, especially if you're coming from a state that is more restrictive on the types of fish that you can shoot. So whether you're coming from one of those states that's a little more restrictive, or you're looking to shoot your biggest common carp, or maybe you live in Minnesota and you just want to learn the rivers here a little bit better, we'd love to get you out on the water. I'll leave all our contact info in the show notes so that you can contact us if you want to book a trip. Next up is merch. If you want to get your hands on some Aim Lower merch, we have hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and we'll be adding more all the time. To get yours today, you can go to www.playandhookyguideservice.com/shop. I have one more thing here before we get into this week's episode. If you listen to this podcast and you think it's pretty okay, don't forget to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to us. It really helps us out and is greatly appreciated. So thank you so much for doing that. And with that, let's get into this week's conversation. What's good, everybody? Coming back at you this week with a solo episode. It's currently Sunday night. We just got done with the AMS Big 20, and you know, my team was exhausted. I'm exhausted, and so we didn't do a debrief in the car like we did for the open. I had my friends Keanu and Tom for this tournament. And for those of you that have been listening to past episodes here, these are the guys I went down to Iowa with last year. And so they shot this tournament with me. And we were just exhausted and, feeling a little sick this morning. So we didn't go back to weigh in, and we didn't record an episode either. And so now it's Sunday night. You know, I've got some sleep under my belt, a couple of good meals, and feeling a little better. So just going to record a quick little solo episode, kind of talk about what's been going on, talk about our experience with the Big 20 here this weekend. And so we'll get into it here. You know, I've been pretty busy guiding here, like all the time. Last month, in May, it was a great month for Minnesota bow fishing. There was lots of good opportunities to shoot some really good fish. And, I've been going out 3, 4, 5 nights a week, getting, you know, between doing trips and scouting, and the fish are active, the fish are up, and yeah, it's been really good. And now we're into June here, and up here in, you know, in the area that I am at in Minnesota, the weather has been kind of ridiculously hot for the past couple of weeks here. We've been pretty consistently getting highs, you know, in that mid to upper 80s, and then lows go at nighttime going down to, you know, mid to upper 60s. And so a little bit warm for this time of year, a little bit warmer than I would like. But, for a while it had the fish up and, you know, catching those warm rays of sun, you know, in the shallow water during the daytime, and then hanging out there at night. There's been a bunch of bug hatches, so that we've been finding fish eating bugs and stuff like that. And now we've had the warm weather for so long and such little rain, the Mississippi River that I'm mostly on has dropped like quite a bit. We were just talking about it this weekend. We shot the river for the tournament, and in, I don't know how many days, just a few days between scouting and the tournament itself, we figured the water dropped 3 feet. And so that made things tough and dirty, and whatnot. But yeah, so, you know, the dropping water and it heating up kind of is making fish a little bit weird out there right now. And so that was kind of what we ran into. I guess we'll just kind of talk about the tournament here. So that's what we ran into on tournament night. We got out there and, you know, we had two sections of river that we were going to focus on. And so we start at this first one and we ran all our spots and there were fish. We found fish in all the spots, just nothing like, you know, top 10 quality, nothing super big. And so we were a little bummed out about that. And that kind of, you know, that being bummed out about that kind of experience kind of maybe influenced our mental state a little bit too much. We, you know, when we grabbed the boat out and were trailering to the next spot, you could just kind of feel the negative energy in the vehicle. And you know, for those of you that shoot tournaments, you know, I'm sure all of you have experienced nights like that where there's just kind of a gray cloud looming over the team and things are tough and, you know, there's not a lot of hope going on and that's not a fun place to be. If you haven't shot a tournament before or you haven't experienced this, you know, it's, I hope you don't have this experience. I hope you and your team can stay positive 100% of the time. We try really hard to do that, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. And, you know, it's really, really important to keep that positive mindset, especially in a tournament. You know, you're out there all night, so everybody's low on sleep. And, you know, if fish aren't doing what you're wanting them to do, that can make things tough. If you're shooting poorly, that can make things tough. If you're, you know, running into boat issues or truck issues, that can make things tough. If you have a combination of all those things, then it's really tough. And so, you know, if you can stay positive through all of that, I think things will just get better. You know, positivity is pretty powerful. And so, yeah, if you can keep that going, that's great. And we kept it going for a while, but eventually it just kind of fizzled out. And once our positivity left, we started shooting worse and we started getting more frustrated and, you know, just it wasn't great. So that was kind of a bummer. You know, we still had a blast. It was a great time. This was the first year we ever did this tournament. And, you know, we didn't go back to weigh in, so I don't have much to say about that, unfortunately. But, you know, leading up to the tournament the night before, you know, getting to the AMS facility and going through all of that, the boat inspections, the meetings, the atmosphere, I mean, everything, it was awesome. This tournament is very well done. This tournament is, I love it. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, the other two guys on the team really enjoyed it. And we're already looking forward to next year, you know, even with the fishing that we experienced. We loved it. So huge shout out to AMS for putting on a really good tournament. And yeah, we'll definitely be back. But yeah, so there's that. The tournament was awesome. Yeah, it was just really weird, like back to, you know, what we were running into for fish out on the river. So, you know, just a few days ago when we were out scouting and, you know, checking things out, the water levels were at a really nice spot and we were consistently on fish and it felt really good out there. And I've been in bow fishing the river for 10 years. And so I don't know why it always surprises me when it happens, but when you don't go out for a couple of nights and then you come back and you've dropped, you know, 3 feet and how different things are, it always just kind of shocks me. And yeah, and that, I mean, that's exactly what happened. You know, we got out there and I just couldn't believe how much the water dropped and how much things changed. And yeah, it really made things tough, you know. It's really unfortunate, like, you know, where this tournament fell as far as like the river fishery right now, because like the whole month before this, the fishing was awesome. Like we were on fish. We were on some pretty big fish too. Like it was awesome. And then, you know, after this tournament is done, once the water level stabilizes and the river clears up and, you know, the fish kind of get used to it, it's going to get really, really good again. It usually does. And so, yeah, just like we just happened to be right in the middle of this kind of transition point in the river. And so, yeah, it ended up just being really, really tough. Yeah, like I just mentioned, the water clarity was absolutely terrible. You know, when you have dropping water on the river, it pulls all of the, you know, your silt and sand and mud and whatever off the bank as it's, you know, dropping down. And so then and that just spreads out in the water column and it, yeah, it makes things really, really muddy. And that's what we ran into. Usually you can get into some of the back bays and little channels and whatnot, and find some vegetation, and that vegetation does a pretty good job at filtering that silt out most of the time. But yeah, right now it's hardly doing that at all, just because there's so much silt and stuff from the dropping water. And so yeah, that was tough. And it, you know, and I'm not sitting here like, you know, saying like, oh yeah, like we lost because of the conditions, like we would have won if things were different. And it's like, I'm not saying that at all. You know, we actually were talking about this, kind of leads me into my next point here. We were talking about this a little bit today. You know, guiding is so different than tournament shooting. And like, a lot of the things, I mean, that just seems really obvious. And like everything I'm going to say after this seems really obvious. But like, I don't think to me in my head, I don't think it was obvious to me, because I just kind of had the revelation like today. So yeah, guiding is, I mean, I love guiding. And I think like I can consistently bring people out onto these waters guiding, and I can consistently put them on fish, like no matter what the conditions are. And I'm not saying I'm anything special or anything like that. Like it just literally is because I've been doing it for so long, and like you just kind of get a feel for things. And so I typically can, you know, putting people on fish is all you have to do for that, like the mission for the night, if you will. Like obviously a lot more goes into guiding, like, you know, being hospitable and like, you know, stuff like that. Like there's little nuances like that. But as far as like the bow fishing goes, like all you have to do is bring people out, put them on fish. That's it. And so, you know, that I have no problem with. And I feel like, you know, we do a pretty good job at doing that. And I think that I just kind of, you know, almost made, you know, I took that skill and I just, in my head, I made it the same as going out like in a tournament and finding, you know, top 10 quality fish. And I just kind of put those two things together in my head. And you know, like just hearing me talk about this, you're probably thinking like, oh, that's so different. Like that's so obvious. And yeah, it is obvious and it is so different, but I feel like it just occurred to me today how different that is. Like I can go out on, I'm pretty confident on any body of water and, you know, look at a map, look at like the state of things out on a body of water, even if I've never been on it before. And I just like have a pretty good idea of where I'm going to find fish. And most of the time, you know, I'm right. And I find these fish, but I cannot, or I can very rarely figure out, you know, like put myself in a similar situation going out on a body of water I'd never been on, whatever, like now to find top 10 quality fish, like, I don't know. I don't really know, you know, I don't really know how to do that, I don't think. And yeah, I just am kind of like realizing that today, like, wow, like that is such a different skill than being able to put people on fish. And, you know, and I mean, I've seen and shot big fish. So like, you know, I'm not necessarily a stranger to that, but like to consistently be able to go out and find these fish, these big, big fish, top 10 quality fish. Like, I don't really know, like, that's something I really need to work on. I'm realizing right now, like, wow, I can't believe it's taken me this long to like figure that out. And so, you know, looking back on these tournaments that I've shot, like that, I went into these tournaments just like using my skill set that I've developed from guiding, and like I just try and find fish. And when I find fish, I just like in my head, you know, while I'm out scouting or whatever, I'm like, okay, mission accomplished, we did it. But it's like, oh, wait a minute, no, we didn't do it, because finding fish isn't enough. You need to find top 10 quality fish. You need like a 25-pound average. That's like the benchmark that everybody talks about, a 25-pound average. If you can get a 25-pound average on just about any tournament in just about any state, you're going to get top 10. And yeah, I just, man, that's something I really need to work on, you know? So yeah, I just kind of came to that realization today. So wrestling with that, working on that, you know, we've already started talking about, you know, what we're going to do to combat that, for the remaining, I mean, there's a lot of season left, so there's lots of tournaments left, but yeah, for the remaining amount of the season, we're going to try and, you know, prepare better, do things differently, and try and figure this out, because we have not done that yet. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, where we're at. So yeah. And again, you know, I just want to say one more time, like, you know, when I talk about guiding and like being able to find fish, like I'm not trying to brag or flex or anything. Like, obviously that, you know, that's not really a very useful skill when it comes to tournament fishing, just finding regular fish. And so, yeah, I'm not over here saying I'm anything special or anything like that. I just, you know, that's, so I just want to make that clear, you know? Yeah. So yeah, we're going to figure that out. Well, you know what? I'm confident we're going to figure it out. Not because we're really good and skilled or anything like that. I'm just confident we're going to figure it out because we're just a stubborn group, and we want to, you know, when we really want something, like we'll do a lot of work to try and get it. And this is something we really want. So, you know, we'll do our work, we'll do our research, we'll try and get some things dialed in. And you know what? If it ever happens, if we ever, you know, figure out a few things here and there, like I'd love to share, you know, that information on this podcast for those of you that, you know, are in the same boat as me, and maybe, you know, you're struggling with finding top 10 quality fish all the time. So yeah, hopefully I can help with that. But also, like, don't hold out for it, because if we ever get there, you know, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of time. So anyway, yeah, that's where we're at over here, Team Playing Hooky. But yeah, that tournament is so fun. You know, if you haven't bowfished this tournament, you know, I highly recommend it. I hope you come out next year. It was really great. I got to see, actually quite a few people at this tournament. I knew and could talk to, you know, people from the LLBA, people from, you know, that I met through the podcast, you know, other people like that. So it was really good to catch up with a lot of folks. You know, huge shout out to Linda and Brad. We ran into them and, you know, they came all the way up from Missouri. And yeah, that was great to see those guys. They were doing well. I didn't go back to weigh in, so I don't know how they did, but, you know, yeah, it was just good to see them. So good to see those folks. Great, great people. Yeah, saw the folks I sold my old boat to, chatted with them quite a bit, and good to catch up with them. And yeah, like I said, some LLBA people, got to talk to them. I did see Gavin and his dad across the, you know, when we were all sitting there for the meeting. And well, and actually, I saw Gavin walking on the road, and I rolled down my window. I said, "Hey, Gavin." But then it occurred to me that he didn't know who I was. He only knew my voice from the podcast. So he probably thought that I was some weirdo. So, Gavin, that was me, if you're listening. So, but yeah, obviously didn't get to go back and say hi to them either because we left and didn't go back to the weigh-in. So, but yeah, Gavin actually almost shot a new Wisconsin youth record common carp while he was up here in this tournament. Yeah, it was just a little short of the record, and so he was so close to getting that, which, you know, if you listen to last week's episode, Gavin and his dad, you know, you wouldn't be surprised that he almost got another record because, you know, well, and actually, in that podcast, we talked about he had 9 records at that point. And then between now and then, he got another one, an Arkansas youth record for a sucker. And so now he's up to 10 records, and now he almost got 11 records when he was up here in Wisconsin. So to no one's surprise, Gavin is still racking up state records. And yeah, so I'll just, that's probably going to be a thing now, you know, I'll start every episode with, yeah, here's Gavin's record count, you know, because that kid is insane with records. So love to see it. But yeah, so saw them at the AMS Big 20 and, you know, a few other folks that I knew. And yeah, it was just really, it was nice to see everybody. And, you know, everybody was in pretty good spirits, you know, heading out. And yeah, I don't know, you know, if you haven't looked at the results and, you know, some of the photos from the event, you got to go check it out. Matthew Schillinger, a lot of you know, the AMS guy, he posted after the tournament, you know, a bunch of pictures and a little bit of, you know, an update. And the big fish in this tournament was a 47-pound common. 47 pounds, a common carp. That's, I mean, that's crazy. So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, go over to Matthew's Facebook and check it out. He posted a picture of it. And yeah, it's a monster. So super cool. But yeah, now we're in June here, and finally, you know, June in Minnesota, at least for me, is usually awesome. And I'm really looking forward to this month for bow fishing up here. And hopefully, you know, wherever you are in the country, you are looking forward to June bow fishing as well. It's a great month to shoot some fish, you know. I mean, every month's a great month to shoot some fish, so, you know. But yeah, I hope you all are still on fish and having a good time, getting some more folks into the sport. And that's that. So yeah, I think that's gonna wrap up the episode. Again, you know, it's a shorter one, a solo one. Yeah, I just, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff going on, you know, like a lot of you, you know. We just, we live busy lives, and so things get busy sometimes, you know. I still wanted to record something, you know, to keep up with our every other Monday consistent episode release. And so, yeah, I wanted to put something out, and hopefully, you know, there wasn't a lot to glean from this one, but hopefully you enjoyed listening to it anyway. So we do live busy lives, but I hope that you all are making time to get out bow fishing and to relax and blow off some steam that way. You know, it's important to take breaks and do things that we enjoy. Hopefully it's with people that you like being around as well, because then, you know, you get double the fun there. So yeah, we're looking forward to June. We're looking forward to June over here. Coming up, mark your calendars if you're in Minnesota. We got the LLBA state shoot on June 24th. Make sure you are, you know, if you're up in this area and you're looking for a tournament that weekend, check that one out. That same weekend is the Shoot a Carp, Save a Walleye tournament down in Iowa. And that's a really great tournament as well, 24-hour tournament this year. So, you know, if you're down that way, get signed up for that. And, yeah, you know, there's other tournaments going on too, but those are the two that I am thinking about offhand. So, yeah, check out some tournaments. Head on over to Facebook, ask around, try and figure out where they're happening. Get signed up for those and, you know, take a kid out bow fishing. Take somebody out bow fishing that hasn't gone before. You know, do your part to grow the sport. With that, I'm going to close this one out. And yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks for our next episode. And so until then, you know, keep aiming lower. And I hope you all slay. Thanks, everybody.